quiet the mind, return to stillness. Hello, my name is Julia, and I will be guiding you today into a beautiful space of tranquility and stillness. A space where your mind can rest and be at peace. A space where your body is able to fully relax, release and let go of any tension. A space where you feel perfect in every way. A place where anxieties are strange and to-do lists simply don't exist. Would you like to join me for this? Yes? So let us begin now. First of all, intend to find a comfortable position for your body here. You may sit comfortably or lie. Now simply check into the shape, structure, and density and fullness of your heels. And allow them to rest and be heavy. Now tune into your spine, the bottom of the spine, just tracing it up along, all the way up to the top of the spine, and then down again, and then up again, and then down again, as if you were running your fingers along a xylophone. Each tone it makes is harmonious and soothing, and it allows that spine and all of the spinal joints to relax, to release, and to be heavy. Now allow your head to be heavy too. So the relaxation can spread through the shoulders and then flow down the arms, elbows, wrists, into your fingers and out, away from you, being released and let go. You don't need that anymore. Take a nice long breath now and hold it for three. Then release it to the count of three. Good. And another nice, slow, steady in-breath. Hold it for three and release it. That's right, doing beautifully. Your body is feeling more and more comfortable now. To relax your lower body even more, simply curl your toes in tightly now for the count of three. Hold it for three. And release them slowly now to the count of three. Let us do that again. Curl your toes, one, two, three. Hold, hold, hold. Release, release, release. Isn't that a wonderful feeling of release that flows down? And just one more time. Curl your toes in, in, in. Hold, hold. Hold and release, release, release. Now let us turn our attention to the breath. Simply open your mouth wide and hold it open as if you're about to yawn. Then yawn long and wide. Go on, give yourself permission to yawn long and wide a couple of times. It's quite fun doing this when you're driving, well, when you're in car park, look in the mirror and you just watch yourself yawn the inside of your mouth. It's quite interesting. Just notice how the roof of your mouth stretches and widens, and then release the yawn in slow motion. Notice how the mouth closes and the diaphragm releases down. So now we will use the yawn movement to pull up the breath from deep down within you, all the way up to the crown. And then release it like a wave crashing down. Yawn again to pull up that breath. And at the tip of the crest, release it all. Once all of the wave has washed out, simply enjoy the few seconds of stillness before you notice the tide turning and the wave gathering to come in again. Then you simply allow your body to yawn again, intaking that breath, pulling it up to the crown of your head and over the forehead, and then releasing it down the front of your body like down a waterfall, until it's a smooth circuit of waiting, gathering, rising, cresting, silence, releasing, stillness, return of the energy behind the breath, turning, stillness, releasing of the energy behind the breath, and silence. Just continue that circuit. And as you continue, the circuit will become smoother, more regular. Your breath will become longer. All your energy flows will be restored. To how they were when you first entered this world. And just allowing with the next circuit, allowing the silence part of the circuit to lengthen a little without straining. The silent space between the gathering and the release of the breath is like the space between two sentences. So as you listen to me continue with that breath circuit, instead of one space between the two sentences, you can always put in two spaces, or three, or four. You can widen it at will and be comfortable there. Just like when you're driving at night, cars are all the same color, or not much difference. As you follow the car ahead, noticing the red taillights becoming a stream of red lights that can easily show you the outlines and curves of the road. You can follow the red lights closely, or you can decide to allow them to move ahead without you. No need to follow them. Allowing the space between that car and the front and you to become wider and wider, so you can be on your own and enjoy that space. thoughts can be like cars. You are the observer. You're not the car. The thoughts are not you either. They come and go, and you remain the observer. You just let them pass away in the distance, just like a car in the right rear view mirror, becoming smaller in the distance as you continue driving. The cars go about their business. The thoughts go about their business. You see them, you watch them, but they are peripheral to what is happening in this space between. And it is good so. The space between is so comfortable, so wholesome. So supportive. It's a bit wanted to lift you up. You could float on it like a wave, feeling those ripples flow through your body. As if you were floating on your back with your hair spread out. The ocean supports you naturally and comfortably, and you feel one with it. Now allow yourself to turn onto your stomach, your arms wide in the ocean. Maybe to dive down deep, just like a whale that's just breached and blown air through the blowhole and is now going back down into the depths of the ocean. Slowly you orientate your attention to the space down below and deep inside. Let the core, the center of you, be the destination. What would it be like to allow yourself to dive deep within now? Sliding deeper and deeper. Rest there for a few moments and sense what you sense. There's no right or wrong here. No shoulds or ought to be's. It simply is. And it's comfortable here. See, now dive even deeper. In a moment, I'm going to count from 10 down to 0. When I get to 0, you will find yourself in the most wonderful space. The center of your being, where all that is meets all that you are. And all that you are not meets all that is. Some people call it the quantum space. Some people call it the still point. Some people call it the space of being. Those are all definitions, and definitions are like nets. We don't want to attach to nets or entangle ourselves in them. We just swim in between that square. And through the net. We simply go within and experience for ourselves now. So connecting back to that breath wave and allowing yourself to sink deeper with each release breath, the out breath. 10, deeper and deeper. Nine, relaxing more and more. 8, feeling safe and sound and sinking away from the sounds outside and the sounds of the crows. 7, letting go, letting go, letting go now. 6, beginning to sense an incredibly beautiful space close by. 5, allowing yourself to connect with it, to be drawn closer to it. 4, entering that space, merging with it, resting within that space, becoming a beautiful bubble around you. 3, sinking deeper now, forgetting yourself. 2, even deeper. 0, becoming one with that space. Space you can allow sound from the music to float by and through you, and you might even experience them as wonderful colors or shapes or movement. This is a space of pure energy expressed. Allow yourself to dance and be part of that. Be careful. carried by those beautiful energies. To a space where you can connect with your soul. Return to harmony. Replenish and rejuvenate. There are still any shadows or uneasiness on the periphery. Simply ask. What needs to be released? Or relinquished? To be so. And observe the impact. Then enjoy the beautiful space again of being. Beginning to notice more lights dancing on the water, in the water. As they do, you start to begin to feel more vibrant, more bubbly. Beautiful dancing, light energy bounces around, ricochets through the fibers of your being. Allowing your breath to draw it in, consolidate that energy. Then release it, drawing in some of that beautiful light energy. So if you're playing with molding that light energy into different shapes, or weaving it with your own DNA or cells, gorgeous interplay of light energy in you. Making you feel very delicious inside. Energy, quite bouncy. So dance, move. So you allow your body as if you're spiraling or channeling or funneling that energy up through your body to the neck. Light flows through into your head and up and around the skin to eyelids. Chest becoming full of beautiful light energy that illuminates your heart space, which is so special, so warm, so wonderful. You're almost like riveted. There's beautiful energy in your heart space. It. Breathe and move around it so it can shimmer and flow. It feels supported. And as it feels supported, it expands a little more and becomes warmer and happier and brighter and stronger. That inner glow. Your heart feels supported and uplifted. You just feel wonderful. You feel great. You feel rejuvenated, fresh, and ready to surface and face the world once more. Thanking yourself. Thanking your mind for taking out the time to allow for this process of recentering, rebalancing, refueling. When you're ready, open your eyes and allow your physical, your mental, your heart, spirit to be completely consolidated, integrated, ready for the next part of your life.